Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! Look back on them at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, and pigs, they get slaughtered.
That is indeed what they say, and you know, what we say is that each week you should learn about both sides of the coin. So we have the buy of the week with Charles Roquelon on Tuesdays. This week, Southern Company, ticker symbol SO, electric utility, with a 5% yield, 10% upside, meaning total return of about 15%. That was the forecast. Now we'll check in and see who is on the other side of some of these trades and find out who's on the dark side. Now, Charles Roquelon is editor of AAII Journal. For more information, AAII.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Charles Roquelon. Charles, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Darden Restaurant.
That's ticker symbol DRI, and it is Olive Garden and Red Lobster and a whole bunch of other places. And this is a company that's got some real troubles, doesn't it?
It does. And we last discussed this as sell of the week on December 17th, 2012. I ran the number. At the time, I said people should find a better stock. Since then, shares have risen 15%, which sounds good until you consider the S&P 500 has risen by over 30%. So people would have done much better holding an index fund. But the company recently reported second quarter earnings. Earnings were 15 cents per share. That was 5 cents below expectations, so a pretty big miss. They said same-store sales fell 0.6% at Olive Garden and 4.5% at Red Lobster. Those are their two biggest restaurant chains. And it's worth noting that they said the timing of Thanksgiving actually helped quarterly sales. So they said the calendar shift helped them in terms of when they recognized sales, and they still saw a drop in same-store sales. That's a pretty bad trend. And they cut their guidance for fiscal 2014, saying they're expecting a 15 to 20% drop in sales. And they're expecting same-store sales growth for Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and Longhorn Steakhouse this fiscal year to be down -1% to -2%. Previously, they were saying sales could be flat to slightly up. So this, any way you look at it, this is a really bad report. And this is a company that struggled previously, and things just aren't getting any better. And I think when you look at the valuation ratio that's close with a P close to 19, not only do I think people should find a better stock, I think at this point people should really consider that there is potentially a lot more downside coming.
Well, one of the interesting things to me is that, you know, here we are talking about same store sales on a restaurant, so same restaurant sales being down. And this is a class of restaurant, when you're talking about Olive Garden or Red Lobster or Longhorn Steakhouse, that when the economy was suffering the most, you would have expected this to suffer. This is where people say, okay, I can't go to Olive Garden, I'm going to McDonald's or what have you if I'm going to eat out. You would have thought that with the rebound in the market, with all the increases in confidence that we've seen, everything else, that this would have bounced back. And if it didn't, you got to wonder if it ever, right?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, they should be doing better. And it raises questions about what's going on with the business model. Yeah, and it's worth noting when you look at an Olive Garden, you look at a Red Lobster, you kind of, you know, it still has a connotation of cheaper casual dining. But the reality is when you look what they charge per entree and you look at what some of your local restaurants charge per entree, you're really not getting great bargains on these meal items. You really do have quite a lot of choice at those price points. So I think that could be one thing going on there. Certainly you have to ask about what's going on with execution risk, particularly about how the restaurants are being run and also what's involved on the menu. Are they making the right menu offerings? And I'm not disparaging either restaurant. I'm sure there's people listening that like one or both. But I think there are some serious questions about why can't this company turn things around and why are same-store sales continuing to drop? Because it wasn't like they're coming off a great year with these disappointing numbers. they're looking at a year that was kind of lackluster last year, and this year the sales are just getting worse.
How bad could things get?
Well, the stock right now is trading at a P, as I said, of close to 19. Over the last 5 years, it's traded at a historical average P of 14.2. Over the last 3 years, its historical PE has been 14.6. So there's been some inflation in a PE, and I think when you look at that, I don't think we can rule out 20% downside drop. And if people think, well, I'm picking on a stock, I will point out that the PEG ratio, which is looking how the stock trades relative to future growth, is at 7.8, which is just an astronomical number. So I think any way you look at the stock, there is a lot of downside. And if you think at some point we'll get some type of pullback in the markets because of the extent of the rally, I think this is one of the stocks that could get hit particularly bad because it is struggling.
And a 20% downside over what period of time? And also, you know, there have been rumors that Red Lobster is actually for sale. Does that rein the game or change things if they wind up unloading one of their big brands?
Well, I think in terms of time frame, I would look over the next 6 to 12 months for that 20% drop. But I do think Red Lobster is a wild card. Depending, do they find a buyer? Are they able to spin it off? And how does that deal set up? And does the market actually reward the company for getting rid of Red Lobster? That's certainly a wild card that plays into it. But I think you have to go into this realizing this is a company that has been struggling. And the Olive Garden numbers still don't look good by themselves, even though Red Lobster is a drag on the company. Olive Garden isn't so great either. And I think for those reasons, there's still a lot of potential downside priced into the stock.
Well, it is a very interesting stock, one that a lot of people recognize the components of, but right about now, it's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth. It is Darden Restaurants, DRI, the sell of the week from Charles Roteblatt. And as he pointed out, he had made it sell of the week once before in 2012, and although it's up since then, it's not up compared to, say, the market. So DRI, the sell of the week, the buy of the week yesterday, Southern Company. S.O. And the guest of the week, this and every week, Charles Roteblatt, the only one who joins us twice. He's editor of AAII Journal. Follow him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
There's much more to go on the Wednesday, January 22nd edition of Money Life. The big interview is next, so don't miss a minute. This is Money Life.